Let's talk about Star Wars, specifically Ahsoka. I don't think I've talked yet about Ahsoka, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna skip over the first fucking three episodes and go straight to episode four. This is spoilers. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. I don't even feel like doing that non-spoiler shit right now. Yeah, because we're already in like really episode five. And I'm kind of hot. I didn't get passes to catch episode five in the movie theaters. So, spoilers. Episode four, Ahsoka. Here we go. I got to say how I feel. You know what I'm saying? And how I feel is Sabine is goddamn trash. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Shorty asked you to have her back. Of course you can trust me. No. No, Ahsoka. You can't trust this mother non-force using don't know how to wield a lightsaber ass. You not even really a fucking you like a half a Mandalorian ass bitch. Like, what the fuck is she good at? You ain't good with the lightsaber. You ain't even that good as a fucking Mandalorian. Let's keep it up. Fuck. We saw what real Mandalorians fight like. There's a whole fucking series. This bitch couldn't have... How many people approached the fucking ship? Like, maybe I think it was like five motherfuckers and a droid. You put a regular Mandalorian, five motherfuckers and a droid, they handling business by them fucking selves. This bitch. Ahsoka had to save her ass again. With the force, which she can't use. Even the fucking droid put up a better fight than fucking Sabine. And let that man. And who doesn't love a droid fight? Who doesn't love a droid fight? I like that droid fight. We don't have enough droid fights in fucking Star Wars. I'm gonna just be honest. I need more droids to fucking go at it. The Lord Baylan versus Ahsoka, I think it was a pretty good fight. It was a pretty decent fight. It seemed like Ahsoka was still doing her finesse thing. Like, you know, Lord Baylan just seemed like he was more brute force than Ahsoka, who seemed like she was just more finesse. And I love how he tried to get in Ahsoka's head by starting that shit off before they even pull sabers out. He wants to talk about Anakin and what happened to Anakin. Only because he was like, Anakin talked highly of you. Funny, he never mentioned your ass. But, my thing, I feel like if Sabine wasn't even fucking there, she would have handled the apprentice by herself, because the apprentice was fucking scared. When Ahsoka beat old boy with the fucking spinning saber, which he thought he was about to really do some shit, but he forgot. Like, I think it's been so long since people really had to deal with a fucking Jedi that they fucking forget Jedis are the shit. So this nigga want to spin the sword, want to do the little spin around bullshit. And she just one swiped this nigga. Like, he was like, she was on Tinder. She just one swiped his ass and it was done. That shit was funny. I loved it. But yeah, and then the fucking apprentice was scared. Shorty was like, oh fuck, she killed his ass. I can't beat her. And she knows she can't. If she would have went over there, handled the fucking apprentice, then went after old boy. Now, once again, take Sabine out. She could have handled the both of them. The fuck was the apprentice really going to bring? The apprentice was scared. She could have handled both of them, then went after Lord Baylan. And probably would have fared better, to be honest. I feel like she'd have had like some boost going on. And I feel like she would have handled Lord Baylan. I feel like Sabine just kind of got in the way. Even though, yeah, Sabine really didn't do shit. But I just feel like if you take her out, she would have been a bit more focused. Especially when she saw his apprentice come. And I think that's what really changed it up. When his apprentice came and she was like, Sabine, thinking she was dead already, which who the fuck wouldn't thought she was dead already. And then decided to beat the shit out of his apprentice real quick with the force. Like, that wouldn't have happened because she'd already handled the bitch and would have handled Lord Baylan. And they'd have had the map, which I loved. She just grabbed that motherfucker hot. And was like, no, she just grabbed that motherfucker. I wish she would have grabbed it, threw it in the fucking ocean. Instead of like just kind of dropping it and taught, kind of like a drop toss. I wish she'd have did that shit toward the ocean, which I'm also like, why didn't you just use the force and throw that motherfucker into the fucking ocean? Which I assume probably because he just would have used the force and caught it in the fucking air. But, you know. And Sabine, to me, is really too fucking emotional. Like, her and this Ezra shit is pissing me off. Like, get the fuck over yourself with this woe is me bullshit about Ezra. Oh, I'm so lonely, nobody understands me. That was my only friend. Oh. Like, this nigga left you a message to live your fucking life, bitch. He can handle his responsibilities as a Jedi. And he, honestly, he was younger than this motherfucker. More inexperienced when they met. And it's like, the fuck? He grew up faster than that bitch. She's still a fucking kid. Running from responsibility. What's the first thing we see of her? They trying to give her medals and accolades and shit. And this bitch doing a fucking Fast and the Furious down the fucking space highway and shit. Man, grow the fuck up. Even your homegirl is a general now. She a parent now. Like, speaking of which, it was really bad parenting for her to bring her son on the motherfucker, like, to where they're probably about to go into battle. She really brought her son. Come on, General. Come on, General. That's bad parenting. It's bad parenting. I love that his hair is green. To like be like, you know, that the genetic thing, his mother and then the father, so his hair is like green. I love that. I also like the bring up Ahsoka's level of calm. When you think about the Jedis, they always have a sense of calm. They're always calm. Because of the Force, like, they're so attuned to this shit and how it's all around them. They have a sense of calm when they become masters. And to see Ahsoka with that same calm demeanor, like, don't get easily excited about shit, that same calm, I love it. Because she was so impetuous and just, like, you know, she didn't look before she leapt half the time. Which is also why it was funny, because she was like perfect to be with Anakin, because he kind of did the same shit also. But yeah, I love seeing that calm she has, that reserve she has now, is a great thing to see. I also love that planet, the dark red leaves on those trees. I really wish fucking when fall came, the leaves would get that fucking dark red. That shit is beautiful to me. That dark ass red, and the trees were like damn near black. The fucking rocks were black. The ocean looked honestly black. I just loved the way that planet looked. I really did. I really liked the way that planet looked. And that little, I don't know what to call it. The little rock structure shit that they was using to get the calculations or whatever. Which I don't think, did they explain why the fuck they had to go right there to get the thing to work? Because maybe I wasn't paying attention. Or if it was just because they built the fucking hyperspace ring there. And that was another thing. If you see a hyperspace ring that fucking huge, and the direction it's aimed in is away from the planet, so it's aimed outward towards you. You're in your ship. You see them get into the ring. Why the fuck would you sit there with your ships? the fucking ring was gigantic. Like, we all saw, well, some, not everybody, but we all saw, we did, let's be honest. We all saw the, I don't even know which one it happened in. What was that, The Last Jedi? I think The Last Jedi, they did, they used the hyperspeed with the, was when she got, she told everybody to evacuate the ship, and she went into hyperspeed and jumped through the other fucking ships to take them out. Like, we know what happens when somebody hyperspeeds through you. It's not the move. The fact that their ships didn't get totally destroyed was hilarious. But the only reason they didn't was because they were, like, in the middle of the ring, like, where the hole is. So they essentially just went around them. So it did have an effect, but it's not the same as an actual ship going through another ship doing fucking hyperspeed. So, but yeah, that was just weird. Like, why would y'all just fucking stay there with your ship? Like, dude, it's going to come that way. It's, oh, we got a power surge. Still, we're not moving. You can't tell me these X-Wings ain't fast enough to get the fuck out of the way? Her ship, yes, it's big. Which I think they called it the Ghost. Her ship, Ghost, kind of big. Not too big, kind of big. Them X-Wings should have been able to maneuver the fuck out the way. Like, and as a general, you should have said, we need to get out of the range of this fucking hyperspace ring. It's humongous. We need to move. Because if they take the fuck off, they're taking off with us with them. So that was kind of weird to me that she didn't think that they were going to fucking jump fast enough. Well, and I need her to be a little bit better of a fucking general, because right now, I'm gonna be honest, she doesn't seem like the best general there is. She needs to get a little better at that. That's really honestly all of episode 4. Like, to be honest, that's really it. Just, you know, it just really showed that Sabine is trash. Do I need to bring up the like, she just gave them the shit? Oh, Ezra, I'll give it to them. And I really for a second thought, like, she's not. They're just gonna, like, you know, maybe do some force shit and take them with her, beat her ass or some shit. She's not. And I'm just like, bruh, when Lord Baylan put his lightsaber up and closed his eyes, you knew he was about to read this bitch. He read her like the fucking Sunday paper. Like, how do you have the potential to be a Jedi and other motherfuckers can use the force on your fucking ass? And then they gonna have a bitch like motherfucking Rey. Remember Rey ass, who ain't never used the goddamn force in her fucking life, was fucking could manipulate people and never did it before? Come on, goddamn it. I mean, yeah, she got Palpatine blood. She got Palpatine blood. It's in her DNA. God damn. Like, you know what Jedi can do. You know it. You're a fucking apprentice to a master. You did not know he was fucking with you? He was playing you, bitch. Damn, I hate Sabine. That's all I got to say. Like, honestly. Episode 4 just made me fucking hate Sabine more and fucking more and fucking more. Ain't no way this bitch can redeem herself. I don't give a fuck if she does end up, like, you know, fucking episode 8 or whatever. She kills the motherfucking apprentice. I don't give a fuck. Like, there's not a way for her to redeem herself from this shit. Because now Ahsoka has to go, once again, save the fucking day. All Sabine does is fucking get in the way and cause bullshit. I don't understand it. I wouldn't want to be that bitch's master. Ahsoka, episode 4. I done talked about it. Next, I got to talk about 5. But that's obviously in next episode.